Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined again today by my colleague Suzanne Dixon, who is an associate in the residential conveyancing team here at Sintons. And our podcast today is episode 3. Can't believe it's episode 3 already. We were just talking about that in our Understanding Residential Conveyancing podcast series. And today, Suzanne is going to discuss purchasing a residential property. So without any further ado, morning, Suzanne. Over to you.
Morning, David. Thank you. So when you're purchasing a property, my advice is that the most important thing to bear in mind is to make as many inquiries and investigations as you feel are necessary before you commit yourself to an exchange of contracts. You always have to remember this is probably the biggest investment you're ever going to make in your life. So you need to take the time to consider all of the paperwork carefully, ask questions whenever you're unsure, and look into all aspects of the property. There's a famous saying that is, let the buyer beware, which puts the onus on you to make thorough investigations and ask all the relevant questions. Provide your solicitor with as much information about your circumstances from the outset. So, for example, how are you funding the purchase? Who are going to be the legal owners of the property? Who's going to be living at the property with you? Is the property for you to live in or is it a buy-to-let? And all of this information will enable your solicitor to let you know what documents they need from you early on so that we can get any issues resolved quickly and it won't hold the process up further down the line. If you're getting a gift of money from a family member or a friend or a loan to help you fund the purchase, make sure you disclose full details of this to your solicitor and to your mortgage lender. Please bear in mind that your solicitor doesn't actually see the property, so you need to let them know if there's been any changes or alterations that have been made so that they can check all the necessary certificates and approvals are in place. Also, if you have any future plans for the property, it's really useful to let your solicitor know about these. So, for example, if you're going to build an extension or demolish a garage, your solicitor then can check to make sure there's no restrictions on the legal title that would prevent you from carrying out your plans. You'll need to pay some money on account at the outset so that your solicitor can apply for searches. We'd always recommend that you have a survey carried out too, and your surveyor will be able to advise you on what type of survey best suits the property you're buying. If you're getting a mortgage, you'll need to make a mortgage application and your lender will carry out a valuation. And once your mortgage offer has been issued, a copy will be sent to you and to your solicitors. You can let your solicitor know if there's anything specific that you want them to look into about the property or find out. It's important to keep communicating with your solicitor so that they know if you have any concerns or if there's anything you're unsure about. They will help to guide you through the process. Once your solicitor has received all of the contract documentation and replies to your inquiries from the seller solicitors, all of your search results and your mortgage offer, they'll send you a written report to summarise all of the information and make you aware of any potential issues. And they'll also send you the documents that you'll need to sign and return. So please make sure you read your report carefully, flag up anything that you think might cause a problem in the future. There are often solutions that can be found and the majority of issues can be resolved. If you're buying a leasehold property, there'll be a lot more paperwork involved and you'll need to take into consideration any ground rent and service charge payable in relation to the property before deciding whether the purchase is financially right for you. Your solicitor will also let you know if there's any anticipated major works which are planned to be carried out to the building, as the owners of the flats in the buildings will be required to contribute towards the cost of any works, and sometimes these can be significant. Once you're happy with everything, sign and return your documents, and your solicitor will hold these on file until a completion date's been agreed and they know that all of your funds are in place. You can then give your solicitor your authority to exchange contracts. And from that point, you'll be liable for the building's insurance for the property, unless it's a flat, in which case the insurance is likely to be put in place by the freeholder or the landlord, and you'll be legally bound to complete on the agreed date. It's worth bearing in mind if you're selling and buying at the same time, you'll need to make sure you've got removals in place for the date that you're going to move and need to do this before you exchange contracts. If you're involved in a chain, which means that there's a row of people all linked who are selling and buying, it can sometimes be difficult to get a date agreed by all the parties in that chain, and you may need to be flexible wherever possible. On the day of completion, you'll be able to get your keys once the seller solicitors have received all of the purchase monies from your solicitor. You may need to wait until your seller's moved out, especially if your seller has an onward purchase themselves. but they should vacate by 2 o'clock at the latest. Once completion's taken place, you can go and get the keys and the property is yours. You can move in. Your solicitor will then deal with registering your ownership at the land registry and will send you a copy of the updated register, which will show you as the registered proprietor, and any mortgage you've got over the property will also be registered against the title. The registration process can sometimes take a while, so don't worry if you don't hear anything from your solicitor about this straight away. I hope that gives you a good overview of the process of purchasing a property. I'm going to pass you back to David now. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. Appreciate that. Very quickly for me, as usual, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And that includes all episodes of this podcast series. You can also follow the residential conveyancing team on Twitter at SintonsPC. If you'd like to discuss anything that Suzanne's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Suzanne can be contacted 091226 7878 or via email suzanne.dixon@sintons.co.uk. Our next episode will be with you in about 3 weeks' time, and we look forward to engaging with you then. Stay safe, everyone. Thanks for listening.